but a sense of scarcity of funds prevailed in the population. Merchants wanted to establish larger businesses and expand their trade across boundaries, but one person did not have all the money required to incorporate a business of this size. So people began pooling funds to meet their financial needs. Every individual investing in a business was given a proportionate share of its ownership, and as a result of these partnerships, access to wealth became easy, and business flourished greatly. This was the start to the creation of what is today the joint stock company. Many people began investing in the business ventures of their near and dear ones, but like every other thing in the world, this too came with its own set of problems. While some businesses quickly became successful, thereby earning its investors handsome profits, others took a long time to break even. Those people who ended up with unfortunate investments in failing businesses found themselves stuck at a dead end with their funds locked up. They could not withdraw their investment, nor did they have the option to sell it over to someone else. Soon after, in the year 1602, the first ever stock exchange of the world, known as the Amsterdam Stock Exchange, was formed in the backdrop of the pristine lakes and scenic landscapes of the Netherlands. Through the Dutch East India Company, the first ever paper shares were also released. With the establishment of this stock exchange, people could now easily trade in the stocks and bonds of companies. This led to a greater influx of capital into the economy and widespread industrialization and growth in the Dutch economy. The success story of the Netherlands became so popular that the idea of stock market investing quickly spread to other countries in mainland Europe. The United Kingdom was next to catch the investing fever, and Londoners were quick to adopt the new invention. The volume of trade to have a place where stock traders could meet each other and carry out their transactions. A coffee house in the city of London was the solution. Since there were no sophisticated computer systems or technology devices at that time, buying and selling could only be carried out face to face. After some time, this marketplace created for the purchase and sale of stocks came to be called the London Stock Exchange. The idea of stock trading then jumped across the pond and entered Philadelphia, where the first American stock exchange, known as the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, was established. Like it did in Europe and the UK, the stock market investing business grew rapidly in the US as well. Then came the epic day, the 17th of May, 1792, a day that would change the financial world forever. Under the shady branches of the evergreen buttonwood tree, just outside of number 68 Wall Street, 24 of the most prominent merchants of New York came together to form an agreement that would govern the functioning of the stock trading business. This document was named the Buttonwood Agreement and is one of the most important documents in the financial history of the United States of America. This was the founding document of the New York Stock Exchange, and it is on the basis of the rules and regulations laid out in this agreement that trading in the stock exchange was carried out. 229 years on, the New York Stock Exchange has grown in leaps and bounds. Everyone seems to want to invest in shares, but what can one possibly gain from doing so? The first and foremost benefit to an individual investing in the stock market is growth in capital. According to the age-old concept of time value of money, any sum of money is worth more today than what it would be on any day in the future. This very simply means that if you put all of your hard-earned earnings into your back pocket, the value of these earnings would decrease with the passage of time. $100 today would be worth less than a year from now. So, what can one do about it? Spend all of today's earnings today? You could think about it if you had the power to predict the future, but for a normal human being, this is surely not an option. Every one of us wants to save for a rainy day, don't we? Investing in the stock market provides you an opportunity to save whilst also protecting your funds from the losses it will be subject to if lying idle in some safe corner of your home. You might argue that investing in stocks is riskier than other investing options available out there, but taking high risks is the only way to earn high returns. Bank deposits, real estate investments, bonds, etc. are definitely low risk, but none is no risk. If you take a look at the statistics depicting the performance of stock markets around the world, you would find one clear pattern. Stock markets are only risky